As I leave the room where I have been doing a mindfulness practice, the one that is called mindful movement, the mindful body movement, that's one in which I stretch my arms out and lift them palm to the sky above my head, stretching, and then slowly, attentively, gentle stretching, shifting perception around the body, noticing the feelings in the back and the chest, and noticing that the feeling that I am faint, that the blood is moved out of my head, that I am perhaps going to topple over, above all noticing. Noticing. As I do this, as I leave where I was, and I notice myself walking slowly across carpet, across tiles, and even noticing which part of the foot goes down on the ground, the heel first, then the tip of the underneath the big toe, and then feeling the full sensation of the chill rising up through the soles of my feet. As I do all of this, I think of one thought that came to me during the practice. And it is that this week that has come to an end, today being the next day of the training course. So we're about to go into what I think is the fifth session. Today, this day, the thought that visited me was the thought that it's so easy to think about the exercises, to think that this exercise suits me or that one suits me, to think about the exercises. But it's not so easy to do them, to break the habits that are deeply instilled in my body, and in my thinking and in my feeling, whatever connections preserve the status quo and hold me back from doing something new. I felt this morning the difficulty of doing it, the difficulty of bringing mindfulness practice into my daily routine, day in, day out. Every time I do mindfulness practice, it feels that I am investing in myself, that I'm caring for myself, that I'm looking after myself, that I'm helping myself for the future, and even in that very moment. It feels right, it feels proper, it feels why I am here and now. However, I've had a week where I've hardly done any. I've had a week which has been, I'd have to call it a normal week, otherwise I'll start thinking of excuses for why I didn't do my different practices often enough. I soften it by saying often enough because I've done very, very little in the previous week of mindfulness practice. But the little bits that I have done have been good. The little bits are seeds that are still there, germinating. There are some of the seeds of intention to carry on with mindfulness practice after the training course in the ground. Those seeds are not barren. And it is the patterns in my life and the habits and that are deeply ingrained. That is what is holding me back from mindfulness practice. It has nothing to do with the exercise. The exercises are so simple. You simply become aware of what you're doing, what you're feeling, what you're thinking. Of being. You are simply, the new habit is to be in being mode as opposed to doing mode. Maybe maybe that realization, well, that realization, as I feel it come through the cold soles of my feet, up through my lower leg, my thigh, my hips, my stomach, my chest, my face, my nose, my, almost as if it comes out through my hair, that whatever it was, I've forgotten where I started. That's what it's like this morning, Monday morning. That's what it's like as I stand in front of the clock. And it mindfully ticks us into today.